Happy New Year, friends, and welcome to Living a Life Through Books, the podcast about everything bookish. I'm your host, Dr. Shanaz Ahmed, and this is the last in the three-part New Year's episodes. I've already posted Month in Review, which really shouldn't count to the New Year's, but since it's December in Review, it kind of comes with the territory. Okay, then we did a Year in Review in my top 10 books. This is going to be a goal-setting episode. I'll go over my process and reasons for setting my book goals, and we'll talk about how I manage them. And the hope is that it resonates with you and that it will help you make a decision for your own individual reading goals. Okay, so let's get started. But before we start, just want to let you guys know that your support means a lot to me. Whether it's through Libro FM package that you purchase for yourself or a friend or family member, or if you want to buy me a coffee, every little bit helps. And to be honest, it keeps me motivated. Like, this podcast and my message matters to you. So I thank you in advance for your support. And I'll add the link in the show notes. With all that out of the way, let's start this episode by first looking at the past, because that's where the metrics come from. If, say, you haven't read any books this past year, or you just don't read many books, then you know that you're starting from ground up. And that's a different level from, say, if you read 2 books last year versus 50 books, or in my case, 80 books. So that's the first place I look. The second place is the goals. What were your goals for 2023? With those two pieces of information, we can go forward. In this goal-setting episode, we're going to take myself as a case study. Yeah, I'm the guinea pig here. Okay, in my case, last year, I had a goal of 100 books. Where did that number come from? Well, 3 years in a row before that, I had hit the 100 books target. So it seemed realistic to me. Now, the next metric is how I did last year with that 100 book goal. Well, not so hot. I read 80 books. And that's where the question comes up. Why did I not hit my goal, and what could I have done differently? This takes some soul searching because, to be honest, I wasn't feeling it last year. I kept pushing myself. I would read just to read. It was more a chore than enjoyment. My heart wasn't calling to the books. And you can say, well, with your bookish podcast and books, books, books all the time, you're a little burnt out. That's possible. But when I look at last year, I felt a key component missing, the why. Why was I reading? For whom? I was trying to connect to the bigger picture. No matter how much we are introverts, we like to connect to people. And so by reading and sharing, it's a form of connecting. And I felt like I wasn't really helping. Like, even with this podcast, I was wondering why. Because deep down, I want this to be something you guys enjoy. And if I don't know that or hear from you, it gets tricky. Of course, reading is a lonely pursuit. I know that, but I was digging for answers and I came to the question. The question I would have is, why are you getting into this habit and why are you setting goals? For me, I feel more grounded when I read, like it's something part of my routine. I feel like I'm making progress. So I may not always love to read a book, but by pushing myself, I feel like I'm in the habit of keeping my mind active. Of course, there are a lot of benefits to reading, so there's that. I'm not a mood reader. I don't pick up a book when I feel like it. For me personally, I like structure, and reading gives me that. And so once I worked through this mentally, I felt like my old self come back. My reasons. And that really helped me a lot. But reading and goals for you guys should be a matter of your personality and what you like. Now, let's talk about structure. I have a numerical goal, yes, but it would be a different proposition if I told you the name of the 100 books I want to read and the order in which I was going to read them. My husband doesn't have goals. He just reads every day, but he does have structure. He has a sequence. He's never stuck on what specific book he's going to read next. He has them neatly stacked and he goes in order. And for me, I think something like that would work. However, I do have squirrel brain. So to work with my goals, I'm also going to work with a structure that works for me. What book am I going to read next? Currently, I'm reading Jeff Archer's Attachments. After that, I'm going to be doing a Christian Sterling book. After that, I'm going to be doing a book by a self-published author. We met on Bookstagram and I want to start doing more author interviews. So I thought, okay, let me try with her. Of course, I'm going to try to get Jeff Arch on my podcast. But my point is that I have focus on what I'm reading next. So I'm being intentional and directional, and that helps me with goal setting. If you have the goal of one book, then be intentional about reading a page a day. If this book has less than 365 pages, if it has more than that, then do the math and maybe read 2 pages a day. The point is that you have to plan to achieve your goal. For me, I usually plan audiobooks on my drive to Iowa, but lately I haven't felt that drive. I know, no pun intended, but I just didn't feel it. Like, I remember the days in the past I would push. Let's listen to this. And these days I don't push myself. Also, if a book is not that great, I hate DNFing books because I'm driving and I figure I can muddle through. I know, I've done an episode about DNF and how it's better to just read books you enjoy. And there is a lot of wisdom to that. But the other thing with goal setting is potentially reading the more popular books, the tried and tested ones. You know, I remember my niece asking me once why I read these obscure books that I get every month in Kindle Prime. And there's something to that. If I were just reading the top books, maybe I would get more books done. Maybe I would feel that, yes, I love this. Like with Fourth Wing, I wanted more. Yes, this year I'll do book 2 of that. So that will be after The Independent Author. So see, I have a sequence. But back to what I was saying about popular books, one does not really know. You can if you follow influencers who read ARCs and review them. But then if you are the ARC reviewer, you don't know what you're getting into. But anyway, this year, I feel like I'm back. For me, it's internal energy. I feel myself. Okay, that sounded horrible. But you know what I mean? I'm hopeful to start doing some ARCs and even some ALCs. I applied for the Macmillan ALC program and I don't know if I got in or not. Maybe they'll send me an email tomorrow. We'll see. But regardless, I'm feeling good. And so I'm going to get back into NetGalley and work through my old books. And so that's why my goals are what they are. I'm picking a 100 book goal because I feel my bookish energy return to me. I feel a renewed sense of purpose, especially with writing my book that is in edit. So we are getting close on that. I think when you slow down and turn off the noise, you can look inside you and your love for books and reading will come back. So last year it didn't happen, but that's where the goals come from. Your heart. If you need help with your goals, DM me on Instagram. I'm happy to help you work through those. But the most important thing about goal setting is that it has to be authentic to you. It has to be something you feel within yourself, and whatever that might be, you are right about it. I'll be working on editing the last book club and the book talk on Verity, and I should be caught up. So yay! And then I can figure out more bookish episodes. If you have any thoughts on topics you want me to hit, let me know. But that's all I have for this episode. Before I go, if you loved this episode or any of my previous episodes, please take a moment to write me a review on Apple Podcasts. Please share this podcast with your family and friends and through your social media channels. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram on Living a Life Through Books. I'm also on Clubhouse. Look me up by name. I'm on TikTok. My tag is at Dr. Shanaz Ahmed. You can reach me through email. My address is livingalifethroughbooks@gmail.com. My website is shanazahmed.com. That is shanazahmed.com. The opening and closing music to this and all my previous episodes was composed by my husband, Brad Slavik. I'm Dr. Shanaz Ahmed with Living a Life Through Books signing off. Remember to water the seeds within you. It's time.